Welcome to another episode of Comics, where we strive to be just mediocre enough to keep you listening. This episode was recorded live and will have strong adult language and content. We promise to provide you with enough mild amusement to distract you from your daily life. So, whether you are listening to us from home, work, or the road, be prepared to be mildly entertained with our subpar wit and mediocre banter. Thanks for listening.
Oh, we could talk during this part. I was looking at the intro, and I was talking to you at the same time. Because as you were talking in the intro, I was like, so are we allowed to... You can't hear us during that part, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't see you either. I'll have to see the intro.
Gotcha. So there's that.
The floor is yours, sir.
Floor is yours, Ash.
4 score and 7 years ago. Welcome to the Comics Podcast. We have just found out that Mosby has been with us for a year.
Yay!
Yes.
Excellent. Today I'm hosting. Today Esteban has drink. I believe Mosby, the mighty one, is going to be my reader. And we have your comments.
Yes, we
Everybody
do.
Have a good week?
Yes, we had an excellent week. Excellent week. It's my son's birthday today, and I'm very, very happy. And
hey, happy birthday, little Esty.
I've been drinking, so.
Cheers.
As has he. He is five.
He is five. Ignore the dog.
What does he take shots of? Milk or water?
Water. Water.
So cute. When we take shots at his house, he has to have his own little shot.
He has a little shot glass, and he cheers with us when we do it.
He's so cute.
I feel like that is both cute and inappropriate.
Like me.
This is true. Just like him.
Alright, real quick, Simon, what is our drink today?
Today, our drink is coming all the way from Canada, okay, by way of Kirkland, Costco.
What in the world?
This is Costco's blended Canadian. $18
What?
$18 for this bitch.
I gotta get a card.
That shit tastes terrible.
$18.
$18
for this.
Where's my head as well? Yeah.
Oh my $18. God.
$18. Kirkland's blended Canadian whiskey, oak cast aged, aged 6 years. So this baby is smooth as a motherfucker. So it's really, really good. It is 80 proof, 40% alcohol by volume, and it is delicious as fuck. So everybody, cheers.
Good for you.
Very good.
Back to you.
Mosby, you want to read what we have on the agenda today, please?
Okay. We finally get to talk about who's hot and who's not in X-Men 97.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness. And then we get an update from an oldie but goodie. Okay. There's another, I'm assuming this is a movie. I'm going to assume it's a movie coming.
It is not a movie.
Oh, surprise.
It's not
surprise,
a tumor.
Yes. Surprise. All right, anyways. And then we get a 007 announcement.
Yeah.
Could be fun. Plus, I heard there was games this evening.
Games. Every time Ash says I have games, like the first thing that pops into my head is Tron Legacy, where they're naming off the individual people that have been captured.
Who remembers Tron Legacy?
I'm sure there's other people that remember Tron Legacy.
You have referenced that movie more than once.
What's wrong with Tron fucking Legacy? It's the best. Hey, it's look. Talk all the shit you want, but they're making a third one, so that's all that says.
I don't get it. Is it gonna be red car, blue car, like on the Family Guy episode?
Oh yeah,
it might be.
Don't hate it. On the actual, I'm probably the only old one to actually play the game. There was like it was going up,
probably,
and you shoot. It sucked. I hated that game.
I tried playing it on like a simulator or whatever, and I was just all right, goodbye.
Like, you're like, I'm good.
It was stiff as fuck. I'm like, all right, just straight up. Every time.
Also, will not make stiff as fuck inappropriate. There's a ride somewhere, right? That you could play you could be on the Tron cycle.
That is in Florida in Epcot.
Ooh.
You know the silver globe that's in Epcot? The ride's in there.
Wow. Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, not Epcot sounding cool.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Damn.
I'll have what they're having.
Okay, let's go into the first game quick, and then you'll get into comments, SD, okay?
Comics, comments? Yep.
Kamehameha. All right.
Kamehameha.
Who played this character? Owen Davian in Mission Impossible 3.
Wait.
Your name is your buzzer.
Esteban.
Damn it.
Esteban.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I was so far off. Oops.
Let's go.
I do not remember that movie at all.
That one has the opening one where he's being tortured at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Not the Chimera one.
No, that's the second one.
No, that one. I love that one. Everybody hated it because of all the.
I like that one. No, I like.
And you're talking shit about Tron Legacy, and you love the second one.
Please. No, I don't love it.
So please, how dare
action? And then the motorcycle parts and like
the motorcycle part is the worst part where they're flying towards each other. What the fuck is that?
If you're a fan,
I've seen the Crow 4, where they're flying towards each other. It's not good. All right, Ben.
Spin it. Furlong ended up doing coke right before he started flying. That's why he's like this when he's flying.
Oh, wow. What did it say?
Last. So it is Esteban, of all of us, who do you feel watches porn at work?
Who watches porn? You, dude.
I don't watch porn at work. The worst I have are followed. I could never because I open my Instagram sometimes and it's like cosplayers all like, here's my ass, and I'm like, oh. So,
oh no, wait, you're like, what?
Not that that's all cosplayers, not that that's all, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, no. Hey, that's me turning it off.
Hold on, we got a big shout out right now. Big shout out to Chris Vasquez for giving us a like on Facebook. Cheers, Chris.
Cheers. You know how we do.
Bully's actually watching us over on Instagram right now. Bully says, happy B-Day to your son, bro, and happy one-year workiversary, Moz.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm so bubbly about it. It's pretty cool.
I've been doing it for a year. It's cool.
That's cool.
All right, what are the comments?
Comments. We got a few comments. Let's see. So Moz, we got some comments on when the game that you ended up bringing onto the show one day in regards to Marvel's first female superhero.
Mm.
Title of the video is Marvel's first female superhero revealed. Guess who?
Revealed.
Revealed.
Yes.
Who was it, guys? Yes.
Let's see. So we have a few. We have quite a few on here. Someone ended up commenting. What is it? What did he say? Moco Tone says, "Don't," and this doesn't make sense. As I'm reading it, it says, "Don't one what this thumbs down in quotations button doesn't, but I'm a finna find out. I think they're
I'm a finna find out?
I'm a finna find out. Find out maybe? Yeah.
I'm finna find out. Wait, what? Read it one more time.
Exactly.
he don't know the Ebonics. He said
hold on. Check this out. I love StreamYard where we're streaming this. This is his comment. Check this out.
Oh, let me read it. Let's see.
Ready?
Go for it.
There's his comment.
Don't want what this.
You can pull that directly from YouTube and put it on there, or is it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, fuck.
He said what this thumbs down button does, but I'm finna find out. So it's like, don't know what this thumbs down. don't know what like this that. Yeah, got it.
What it does, it gets you on the show to be made fun of, you fucking asshole.
Come on, damn. Don't know what this thumb down button does. Anchor, what a bum.
Loser. The next time you have sex, your doesn't work.
Hold on. Move on.
Loser. Okay. Let's see. So a few other
Aurelius is here.
Hi.
It's there our he is. Show, but like I'm his biggest fan.
I know, right?
Aurelius. Aurelius. You were cheers, so hyped.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.
What was the name of the kid in Never Ending Story? Was it Aurelius?
Atreus.
It was Atreus, wasn't it?
Atreus.
Yeah, because of the bad. Atreus. Yeah. Never mind.
But close. So, pretty close.
Really, you can't get mad. I saw Switch and Sway were the same person.
That's Switch, true. And Switch that's is true. A person, so there was no Switch
is a person at all. This is also true.
Oh gosh.
Let's see. Okay, so another one was let's see.
All right, bye.
I was like
you fired. Yep. What happened there?
He just got yeeted.
Remember how much he was bragging about his fucking
Wi-Fi?
I got that good Wi-Fi, guys.
He was talking like, so much shit on my one glitchy day.
This guy in the back of a van totally hooked me up, bro. Like, he said,
this is the new shit. Y'all not ready.
This is the new shit. He has like the equivalent of the old cable black boxes. Like, it's not even... legal what he has.
Comcast box, we push the button. No, come on.
His 8-hour trial gave out, and now he has to put in the new disc.
Come he's on. Really just gone. He's not back.
He's all yelling at his kids. Who picked up the phone?
Turn off your Switch, bro.
Oh man. Oh, hopefully he's watching and still crying.
Oh damn.
All right. So let's get into what's the first thing on the thing? Because I know we're talking about X-Men 97 today.
It's X-Men 97, right?
Yeah, the first thing is X-Men 97. All right. So for everybody watching, the first two episodes came out. We know that the third episode's out now, but what we're gonna do is we film Thursdays, so we're not gonna give you guys one day to see it because that's kind of fucked up. So we're always gonna go kind of be a week behind. Just so you get a chance to see it and we're not ruining anything. Going by the first episode, I noticed there's a lot of similarities. Like somebody else has the Jubilee storyline, like the new guy, the new person. Mm-hmm. And it's even referenced as like, I was once the new person. Yeah. So what did you think of the first episode? And then we'll give time for AOL to come back on.
At first, when I was watching the first episode, I was like, this is so campy. Storm came down and she's like giving that graceful ass speech as she floats down from the sky. And I was just like, is this what we were watching when we were kids? Is this how it was? Because we was locked in. Were we giving dramatic speeches like Storm as kids?
Did the voices reprise themselves?
Most of them did. Yeah, that's
Storm's is a very Storm's definitely the same person.
Oh yeah, that's Storm's voice. That's Wolverine's voice. I don't think that's Jean's voice. I can't remember. It's been a while, you know. Yeah, but anyway, for the energy that it put out in the first episode was pretty cute. I mean, to me, my X-Men, and then they take off. Cyclops actually didn't look like a dork. I was like, good for you. For once.
So I've always referenced that the Dark Phoenix, so first question, how do you feel of where we came into the storyline? Do you feel like you want to see the other stuff? Because I mean, we've had two chances at Dark Phoenix and it didn't work out.
No, you know? They just put that shit right to bed. They were like, She did it already. Boom. I was like, thank you, goodness. I didn't want to go through that again. Mm-mm. So I'm actually glad that it's like we're just tuning back in at whatever day in their life it is, and we're just going forward. We're going to find out little bits and pieces from what's happening all the time that we weren't watching. But after last night's episode,
technically it is, because
the plot line is pretty clear. It's you know what storyline they're doing now, so you know what to expect. So it's pretty exciting.
And then two, what else was I gonna say? Oh, I always felt, I already know. You remember Last Stand when it's Wolverine trying to make it to her? That was comic book, it was fucking him, right. It was Cyclops.
Yeah.
So it was cool that they referenced it, that it was him, that he would have sacrificed himself. They just gave everything to Wolverine because he was the most popular and quote unquote hottest, because everybody was in love with not Hugh Jackman, but Wolverine.
I was like, wait, people are in love with Wolverine? He's so little.
Oh my God.
He's so little.
But he's not as little as when the rumors were it's going to be Danzig. Like, Danzig is little. Remember?
Danzig is little?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not talking shit, but he's not.
I've never seen
Ryan Reynolds, you know?
I have never seen him before. I've only heard him sing.
I saw him at a Jerry's Deli, and he wasn't the tallest man. That's coming from, you know, fucking 5'8 me, 5'7. Confidence 5'8, but 5'7.
Wow, Ash, you bitty.
How dare you? How
dare
you? Taller than me? Is that what you're trying to say?
I am.
I'm louder than you, so fuck you.
I'm 5'10. I'm 5'10.
Oh, dang, good. Yeah, it's awesome. All right, so real quick, this motherfucker is not signing back on.
He said he got locked out. He got locked out.
He got locked out.
He probably got updates and shit. You know, updates. You just gotta sit and wait.
Oh fuck, that's funny. Oh, that's funny.
A 1 of 36 update. Oh shit.
Okay, so let's get into the crop top gate.
Crop tops. Come on, man.
Did you, whatever this fucking thing is, do you feel it came off homosexual?
His crop top? Not at all.
Same. It didn't come off at all.
Mm-mm.
And there was a lot of nerd, geek, whatever we want to call it, Instagrams that showed like Will Smith in a crop top. Oakland Raiders in a crop top. It was just that era.
Football players fucking, crop tops.
Yeah, absolutely. It was weird, and especially because so many people of this era are into the 90s and bringing like high waisted stuff and bringing stuff back.
Yes,
it's weird that they didn't recognize.
Yeah, you gonna follow the trends or not? Be serious.
Yeah, seriously. And I know I'm Mr. Don't Change My Shit, but at the same time, I wouldn't have wanted to watch the same thing that I watched. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I feel like, too, this was the most successful because they did Wolverine and X-Men. They did the X-Men where it's like I wasn't following, I wasn't watching, but that was one of the most successful one. So now it's like you're getting kids kids and adults. Also, I got Gambit is my shit.
Mm.
Wolverine isn't always, but Gambit is my shit. But since Sony's first X-Men, I loved Cyclops. I love Cyclops because even when Wolverine had him by the fucking the chest, Wolverine looked at fucking Patrick Swayze. Patrick Stewart, like, can I fuck this motherfucker up? Like, that was my shit.
Yeah.
That was like, no matter what, I have powers, you have powers, and like, I'm the fucking leader, fuck you. And I definitely had that, especially with X-Men on me. Mm-hmm. That was fucking dope. They knew exactly how to fucking do that. Like, we're going to fight, but when it's time to fight other people, like, it's fucking us. That was fucking cool.
Yeah. It was good stuff. It was real. It feels real natural, too. Like, I slid right back in, and I'm just like, what's coming next? I'm legit excited for the next episode.
I feel like this, you're still not used to me. Because you said you slid right in and you came right into it. I feel like you're still not used to me.
That was just like boop boop.
Yep. Lobbed it. Aurelia, she's doing it to herself, man. I like that. I did the morph story. I mean, they're not beating us over the head with it, but there's a subtlety of whatever the fucking little bullshit thing was. And it does make sense that is him, because, you know, he turns into he has the ability to turn into a woman.
You turn into everything.
Is everything. So what's crazy too is, if we're going by this, that storyline already happened and he's back to being X-Men. So I don't think they can reprise the whole him turning into a bad guy thing. Because if we're doing this, it already happened.
Yeah, they already went through that story. Because, I mean, Wolverine even mentions Apocalypse in the show. So I was just like, okay, so they fought him too. So that's where we're at. Okay. We're far in. And I'm just wondering how many new characters they're going to bring into this show. Like, the Morph's not part of the original lineup, but now he's in, and it's like kind of seamless. I thought it would be weird to throw someone who wasn't part of the original group in, but it wasn't that. He's okay. It's okay. They're okay.
Do you think they're going to do, okay, Cable is Cyclops and Jean Grey's son, right?
No. Cable is Cyclops and the other one's son. Esty!
Welcome back.
Long time no see, friend.
Cyclops is, I'm sorry, Cable is Cyclops and whose son?
Madeline Pryor.
Don't spoil it!
My bad. That's based off of the comics, though. I'm going based off of the comics, not off of what the show says.
The only reason why I'm asking is because she's pregnant. And they do mention Nathan?
Mm-hmm. Nathan Summers. Nathaniel Summers.
Nathaniel Charles Summers, yes.
Yeah.
And that's not Havoc, is it? No.
No.
Havoc is his brother.
Havoc is his brother. The reason why he's named after Professor X.
Yeah, he's Charles.
Right. So Nathan is Cable.
Nathan is Cable.
This Nathan is Cable. Okay, there's
more than one Nathan, friend. More than one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are three, I think, aren't there?
There's three of them. Yeah. There's three. Yeah.
But isn't there one Cable where he's coming to save himself because he wasn't in an alternate reality, he's not going to be born, so he's saving himself from not being born. He's saving himself from not being born.
I honestly don't remember. Okay. But I remember I do remember in the first iteration of X-Men, the animated series, Cable went back in time to find a cure for the nanotech virus that was affecting all the mutants.
I thought he came back to catch Bishop.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He did. Yeah.
At least for the cartoon.
I'm also enjoying Bishop.
Nathan has
right? Show that?
He's not like cliche black character.
Who are we talking about?
Bishop.
Bishop.
He's not saying like jive ass.
Which in the first, I mean, if we're going based off of the animated series, in the first iteration, that's how he was. He was very,
exactly.
There was a lot of jive talk there.
Right? Yeah. And I was like, no.
And Aurelius is correct. Nathan has a clone in the comics, which we won't get into.
Whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. Did you guys, and I know if we're backtracking, did we talk about so far how badass Cyclops and Storm is right now?
Oh.
I just talked about, the only thing I said was the Sony Cyclops kind of won me over. Remember the point where fucking Wolverine had him, and then Cyclops looks at Xavier like, can I fuck him up? Like, I had the same vibes with this the cartoon version of Cyclops.
Dude, it's like night and day from the first one. At least I don't remember Cyclops being like that, you know, in the first one. He's like that in the comic books for sure, but in the first animation, like, he wasn't that. This is not the same Cyclops. Like, I'm just like, this is fucking dope, dude. Like, he's really fucking good. And the mere fact where what's up, Tony? Where the Blackbird gets destroyed and everyone gets saved and Cyclops is just fucking dude, that was fucking dope. And not only that, but we finally get a grasp of how his optic blast works, how he uses it. You know, because in the first one, he's just firing off the optic blast just like that, you know, and everyone thought that it's just a concussive blast. No, it does more, you know, and we're seeing it in X-Men 97.
Does he always have to touch it? Because, I don't like how you said that. Does he always have to touch his visor? Because I remember him going optic blast like this.
That was in the video game, dude. That was in Marvel vs. Capcom.
Havoc is the one that does the hands.
Yeah, Havoc is the one that does the hand. Havoc is the one that fucking moves. But that was the movie. That was the movie. They did him dirty. They did him dirty like that.
The kid that looks like John Cena, and they still had him do that.
Yeah, but the way he was firing his optic blast and using the velocity of the optic for him to be swinging around in the room in the very first episode. That's fucking dope, dude.
In the cartoon, amazing. Remember, like, it was like blasphemy for him to open his eyes.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh no, oh no. And then you're fucked. And it was like so fucking dope. It was dope. It was so fucking cool.
Like, he was very primitive. He's like, no, not my visor. I yield. I'm like, this motherfucker just say yield? Like, what the hell?
Yield. Oh, that is how they was talking in the 90s show.
That's true. That's how I was talking in the 90s show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Cyclops.
It was so good.
Rogue is not Rogan enough for me.
Yeah, she's
not Rogan enough.
Let's get into episode two real quick, though. They don't beat us over the head with the Wolverine Jean Grey story. It's kind of like, look, I know you like me, but
they put the meme in that. You know what? Let me not spoil the episode. They put the memes in that. I paused the TV like.
But it wasn't
in the intro where they do at the end of the intro there are certain flashbacks that they do plug in there, and Mose is right, there is a meme where you have Wolverine on the bed looking at the at the picture frame. So yeah, there is that. And then you get classic Bishop like falling through time with his long hair and stuff. Yeah, it's one of those. So, but I don't remember. I don't remember in the 90s, though, where Bishop, like, actively had people hit him with their powers, and then he turned around.
Oh, yeah. Is that new?
I don't know. No, he's always had that.
Same thing.
When did they just never showed it.
Yeah, he's always had it. They showed it in Days of Future Past, too, you know? And I'm just like, I'm thinking to myself, when I first saw it in Days of Future Past, I'm like, why didn't they use this in the fucking cartoon? Mm-hmm. Like, that's amazing.
He blocked somebody to fucking
and turn the second one. Yeah, in the second awesome. One, that in the third one though, fucking that third episode is so fucking good.
When we sign off, I'm going to watch that.
It's so good. Yeah, it's real good. I just like now that they are actively using their powers more and more properly using their powers. Mm-hmm. You know, like comic book accurate using them.
Yeah,
and we're finally getting our powers. if I was to do this by wrestling standards, I like that everybody has a storyline. And it's like a Storm story is like this much right now, but like we're gonna grow from that.
I'm
only up to episode two, so forgive me. You know, the baby thing happened, getting getting her to the whatever and making the choice. I also like Cyclops was very Batman to me, where it was like, I need to see every single thing that happens.
If
Magneto's gonna be here, then I'm gonna be here just in case he fucks up. Like,
yeah,
that's Batman. Like, I'm about to have a baby, but fuck that. I need to be exactly where I need to fucking be. That's fucking Batman.
But oh, speaking of that part where Logan stayed behind and Jean stayed behind, and Jean's like, Logan, he's coming. And he takes out his claws. He's like, oh, Sinister. And he's just the baby. And he's just like, oh, shit. And that's this like look of like, oh, fuck.
So ridiculous. He ran out and said, yeah. I think he said, who, Apocalypse? That's oh, yeah.
Apocalypse. That was the first one.
And I'm what?
But it's better than, I'm going to run to Magneto, who can fucking destroy me in 10 seconds. Like, you know what I mean? Like Sony.
No, and I think that's smart, because if you think about it, it's like they know like each other's weaknesses. Obviously, they're not going to, like, now they're not going to send him out against Magneto. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like they don't have him front and center like they did in the first iteration, where he's going in fucking guns blazing and Magneto just fucking flick of the wrist and there goes Logan flying. You know what I mean? So
when Morph turned into fucking Sabretooth,
that was dope.
I know. Come on. He looked exactly like fucking Channel 11 fucking Sabretooth. I was like,
he jizzed all over his TV.
Oh no, bro. It's hard to get that off.
Ew.
Aurelius. See, it's not me, bro. Ew. I have like a 60 inch, so it's a lot.
Ew.
Oh, wow. Donut.
I'm never going to your house again.
You took it to another level.
To your house again.
We're still on the first topic.
All right. Yeah, we are. Next game, real quick.
let's move on.
You know what, though? It has been a while, because usually once in a while we will pick something, Succession, whatever, and we really get into something. That kind of tells us exactly how we feel about the show.
Yeah.
We haven't had something to go back to. We didn't even really do that for Boba Fett. We definitely did it for fucking Mandalorian.
Yeah.
But and I'm sure we'll do it for fucking Last of Us.
Let's be honest. The Book of Boba Fett was Mandalorian 2.5. Let's be honest. That's what
we needed to have the fucking.
That's what it was.
It was needed, 3 episodes. Like, you needed to, yeah.
we needed the Power Rangers in there in that series. It all worked out.
Oh, remember when he did that?
Honest too, though.
Remember that spin?
In the first
the
season.
Spin? He's
in the first season, maybe second season, first season of Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It was almost like the Bad Batch. Remember when they come to save him because this is the way? Like, that was fucking cool, man. Everybody needs help. All right. Movie by cast. This is what I'm going to say the cast, and you tell me what movie this is.
All right.
Again, your name is your buzzer. John Hurt, Natalie Portman, Hugo Weaving.
Oh, Mosby. V for Vendetta.
Well done. Well done.
I love that movie.
Well done.
Spin. Big money.
Let's see. Can I do this?
Dirty. You guys both have a chance to get a point. I'm going, this is not good.
Oh, dear.
All right. Okay. This is what it is. I've never seen this card.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to give you a scenario. And then I'm going to give you a starting letter.
Oh, this is perfect. Sorry. No, because you know the whole copy and pasting, I can copy and paste comments now. So
very cool. Oh, we didn't even do comment. We did one comment, huh?
It's all right. Here we go. There's a comment from Instagram.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I didn't watch Andor because, like, I fell asleep on it twice.
Same. I still haven't done Y Tu Mamá También, that guy. What was it?
homie.
That's too far?
That
guy, I don't remember his name, but that guy, I haven't done his show because they're supposed to do season 2, right?
Yes.
Diego Luna?
Yeah.
You put some fucking respect on that name, sir.
All right. Do the card.
Okay. But you charge the card, then you throw the card.
No whammies.
A good surface to snort coke.
Ooh.
Not me. This is not what I said.
Don't know. There you go,
what are we doing? With the letter R. You've seen Scarface.
Good place to snort coke starting with the letter R. Razor blade.
You're gonna snip it off a razor blade because you're
right off the edge.
We're living dangerously.
Canceled.
Disclaimer.
All right, that's two. What's the next? Obviously, it's a joke. We're all kidding. No,
just kidding. No, none of us are doing cocaine off right.
JK, don't be recording. JK.
Do we have a lot more comments or we're good? Or
the last comment was just about when we were talking about X-Men, when we had Distance Learning. What's up, Distance Learning? is one of our comments on Instagram.
Nice. Very cool.
You want more Andor, but what you need is the Acolyte. He's not wrong. They are not wrong.
That looks kind of cool.
Aren't we getting the Acolyte?
Yes, sir, in June.
We are getting that. Yeah, we are getting that. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was a video that we posted on our YouTube where we were talking about X-Men 97, and I asked the question, isn't it a little counterproductive to go ahead and charge Wolverine's claws, Gambit charging Wolverine's claws, because his claws are tied to his body, so therefore, isn't he charging his entire skeleton?
Mm.
That was the question that's the logic that I thought of. And there was a comment that came across that said, no, he just charged his claws. The claws are attached to his skeleton, sir.
So he can stop where the charge goes. How? Telekinetically? How would he be stopping that?
I don't know how he would be doing
that. These claws. What's going on here?
It's like,
that would be cool if he charged him up and then he went into a Sentinel and like just went into him and then the whole thing blew up. That would be cool.
Well, did you not watch the episode? That's what happened.
Exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
That would be cool. Again,
don't cancel it.
You know what
the best part is? You know what the best part is? We can't get canceled because we're no longer part of a podcast network, so we can't get canceled.
We're our own boss. We're our own boss.
Boom. But still
on the first topic.
That's okay. We're only 38 minutes in.
Everybody's all having fun, and then it's fucking difficulty. Grandma over here. Fucking my bad, Doug.
My
warm milk is getting really loose.
My sheets are snuggly time. Let's go.
10:07, and you're the youngest one?
I know, no shit.
All right.
Hey, man. Life is
hey, man.
Life get is your off. Damn hands off her.
Hands off of her. All right, next.
Okay.
That comment's for Moe's.
Oh, what did it say? Sorry. I'm going
it's called
reading. Oh, nice. Second Sister is going to be cool. Good for you.
So we are also in audio. So does somebody want to read that out loud?
Oh, he said, I'm going to be Dr. Aphra and Second Sister this weekend at WonderCon.
Woo!
I'll be there
Is that where you're going?
I'll be there Saturday.
WonderCon, yeah. WonderCon this
right.
weekend.
Belligerent pacifist. She's made a lot of comments on the corner, and her husband hopefully will be on that show. So yes, tell her what you are going to be, and then because Mighty Mosby is also going to be there. Belligerent.
Yes, Mosby will be there. Yeah.
See you there. Okay. Did we say next topic?
Yes.
No. We said what are you going to be, so she knows what to look for.
Sorry, I will be an Earthbender.
Sorry. Did you hear nobody heard it? Sorry.
I'm
going to be an earthbender.
Crikey.
I'm going to be bending some earth, won't I?
Sorry.
That's what I should have said. In it? Okay.
Miguel.
Hi, Miguel.
Damn, we're getting fucked up at your wedding. Moving on.
What's next?
Boondock Saints? Is it that? Is it back? Sequel? Triple? Right. What is this?
Okay, I have my games open. Sevan, do you want to announce what that is?
So Boondock Saints, it looks like it is coming back. The original cast is coming back per Sean Patrick Flannery. And they are coming back for the third iteration of the Boondock Saints. That's all that's been confirmed. The first one was fucking amazing. I love the first one.
The second one was so bad.
The second one was iffy. It was so iffy. Mm-mm. So, yeah.
Hopefully, though, it's been so long, it's not a money grab. It's a, now let's do a good story. Because every fucking sequel, producers try to do the same thing with less money and less talent. To get away with it. And it's like, it doesn't fucking work. Like, how many times do you guys try this? It never fucking works. If anything, it's more money. It's more like, now we're going to do part two and three and then get it all done because we have them booked.
Yeah.
And it's more money. Like,
I did not.
It's never going to fucking work.
Yeah. The second one, it had its fucking moments where it was good. And then I'm just like, come on. Like, why did we bring Rocco back? Rocco died in the first one. Why is Rocco back in the second one?
Yeah, that didn't make no sense.
Why did we bring him back?
We have the same heart. We have the same heart.
No, it did not. It did not. That looked like a paycheck for Rocco. That's what it was.
Rocco.
Oh, that, again, I don't know how you guys do it, but put it together. Make it work. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, man, that sucks. Oh, you'll be
Katara on for...
Belligerent and Pacifist is...
I'll be there.
Yeah, you see there. I'll be there. I'll be... Who?
Katara
on Friday.
Who?
I don't watch. I don't.
Is that Mortal Kombat?
You Katara? Didn't watch Avatar The Last Airbender?
I did not watch Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, my bad.
What?
All right. Hopefully we didn't lose nerd points because we are cold comics.
Damn.
Anyway.
Cold world. Cold world.
This is why. Mighty, if you weren't here, like, we would have been fucked because we would have been like, I don't know who that is. Next. So you're
happy. Oh, goodness. Shit. Right in the chest. Oh, he said next.
Dropkick right in the chest. There it is.
No, I was saying thank you there for being here.
Yes, absolutely.
Miguel's who we have to get on the show as well.
Put some respect on Avatar, The Last Airbender.
No, absolutely.
Shame. That's right. Shame. Shame. Where's the bell?
Now we all got to be naked and walk that walk. Shame.
Aurelius, I'll buy you a bottle of whatever you want, dude. Don't shame me. Don't you shame me, sir. I'll buy you a bottle of whatever you want.
One of these days, we will be doing a B-movie, and we will all be doing something and talking shit about it.
Which movie?
The term... Oh, true or false?
Uh-huh.
The term comic book simply came from newspaper comic strips where the medium got its early start. Is that true or false?
True.
You got to use your name as your buzzer.
Mosby. True.
Mosby. Bro, like when you have your games, we're all about it. And you're like, Mosby. All right. Mosby. It is true. So you got the point.
Distance30ing says Avatar Netflix worth the watch.
Just do it, man. Just do it. You won't regret it.
You know what's funny is I'm on my wife and kids. Nope. I don't like how I said that. I'm on the show, my wife and kids. Like, I'm binging it for some reason but I don't know.
That's I'm into weird.
It. I know. Yay! That's just been my vacation is into that show.
You know what's hilarious though is that when we go live, like in a theater and Aurelius is in the back, I picture saying that and then just him in the distance going, yay! And like that's it.
No, it's like regular show. Whoa.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, man, how many spins is that gonna be? What's going on?
Ash slaps himself 2 points.
Oh yeah. More points for me.
It's all right. We'll how do a point steps? Switch.
On the corner,
when it lands on anti-wheel, there's another person that spins their wheel. It landed on that twice. That person's not here.
I see.
Okay.
Damn,
so,
not the universe.
Here we go. You got your 2 points already, so.
That was lame. couldn't even hear that one.
Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum. Well, don't talk through it. Don't talk through it.
Don't try to blame it. How dare you talk through my own beating?
Don't talk through it.
I didn't even hear that yet. Oh. All right. All right, next topic.
Oh my God.
Oh goodness. There's something called 1943 Rise of Hydra. You guys, what is this?
This is a video game, Moes.
Ooh, same.
It is a video game set in 1943, obviously, with Captain America and Black Panther.
Oh, they're doing that?
Yes.
Got it.
Now, would you like to see a 40-second?
Would it be the OG T'Challa, or is it like T'Chaka. The dad?
T'Chaka.
It's supposed to be T'Chaka.
Yeah, T'Chaka.
Yep. Let me see if I can.
It's be the dad, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's got to be.
It's gonna.
Right. Remember, even in the movie, they had a fucking relationship. Yeah, not a relationship, but you know what I mean, like a friendship, man. Whatever.
Come on, take it easy. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Mucho.
We got a high number of viewers. Welcome to the show. We are right now on talking about
1943.
Yes. I think we're getting a year. Trailer, like a teaser.
I can either play the trailer or I can play a small little clip of what the in-action, or not the in-action, but what the cutscenes are going to look like.
Play the action. Play the cutscenes.
The cutscene? Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get to it. Go ahead.
We do have sponsorship, so we might not want to play the whole thing. Maybe just the cuts.
Sponsorship of what?
Oh, that's right.
Ta-da! Guys,
guess what? We have a sponsor.
We do have a sponsor. Ash,
would you like to see?
We have to do again, because
I ordered the product, so I'm waiting for it to show up, and then we can go ahead and go through.
No, but if we do the copyright thing on YouTube, then we don't get the.
I understand.
Yeah. So let's just do the cutscenes.
Why are you yelling at me? Jesus!
That we get paid.
Also voted for the cutscenes.
Working on the fucking cutscene.
Can I get the cutscene?
My bad.
God.
I am working on it.
Moe's went from like, oh, we have a sponsor to hurry up.
I didn't. Like all I did was sit up. All I did was lean in.
But I want to make sure it doesn't conflict and we can get whatever we get.
Of course. Stop
yelling at me. Aurelius, I would like to see more.
Aurelius,
if you're on, how do you feel about Suicide Squad? Do you want to see people die?
What? What kind of segue was that?
I know. What kind of segue was that?
Video games.
Do you want to see people die?
Would you like to see more? All right, here we go.
Turn around, boy.
Can you guys hear it okay?
Look, pal, I don't know who you are.
But I know who you are, Captain.
Damn, that looks like
America's hero, dancing around in red, white, and blue underwear.
Says the man dressed like an overgrown house cat.
That shield that you hide behind does not belong to you. Huh? You are unworthy of it.
Is this vibranium?
I don't have time for this.
Neither do I.
He said, let's go.
That's the beginning.
That's far enough. I'm here on the business of the United States government.
Yours is not the only business here. Stay out of my way.
Stand aside.
I do not take orders.
Oh, he even has that little tie like fucking boy.
Killmonger.
Michael B. Jordan.
Look, pal, I don't know who you are.
But I know who you are. Captain America's hero. Dancing around in red, white, and blue underwear.
Says the man dressed like an overgrown house cat.
That shield that you hide behind does not belong to you.
Okay.
You are unworthy of it.
I don't have time for this.
Do I?
It feels like Injustice. like the line they say before they fight.
Dang, I wonder what that dog's got going on.
A lot. Anxiety. I've already given her weed. It does not work.
We're getting tacos? Tacos from where? Where are we getting tacos?
Aurelius, no.
It does look good. It does look good.
It does look good. It does look good. It's very it's very cinematic. And
you happen to know if it's like a I could be fucking
you will be playing as both Captain America and T'Chaka. So you will be playing as both. So yeah. So you get both
like
sides.
Like Spider-Man 2, you could go between the both of them.
Yes. And it is not going to be an exclusive. It is going to be open to all consoles from what I've seen. So super excited about it. And that's probably going to be a pre-order for me.
It's crazy that they're counting on 1943 as opposed to Captain America, Black Panther, 1943. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy that they're counting on, it's like, you remember when Dark Knight Returns, everybody's like, nobody's gonna see this movie because it doesn't say Batman in it.
Mm-hmm. No, it'll work. It'll work. I have a strong feeling it'll work because a lot of people are. I can already see it. They're gonna say, "Are you playing 1943?" Or they're gonna say, "Are you playing the Rise of Hydra?" That's what they're gonna call it. Yeah. Because if I remember correctly, 1943 is also the name of another video game that is the arcade video game, the shooter, the plane shooter one.
Mm. Yes, 1949.
Or it could be 1944, one of the two.
Okay.
It's something.
No, not on your Game Boy, Miguel. This will not be on Game Boy. It's going to be on current consoles.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be dope, though, on the Game Boy. That would be dope.
We only have one more topic left?
Correct.
Okay, real quick. How many seasons are we?
Four.
For Grey's Anatomy. I didn't mean that. Esteban. Esteban.
That is 20 seasons.
You watch that show.
I don't watch the show. I fucking saw a commercial on. Mm-hmm. Saw a commercial. Shut up.
I like the story.
Saw
a commercial.
Saw a commercial. I'm getting married. I can't afford new ones. It's all right.
Hey, yo, we got to get our own wheel so we don't keep getting left out.
I know, no shit. We are going to have to get our own wheel.
Dirty.
Again.
Wheel of morality. Turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
Yes, every time he says it, that's what I hear. Go for it.
Something you binge on, starting with the letter R.
Something you binge on with the letter R?
Mosby. No way. Binge on. Oh, reruns.
Boom.
That's pretty good. So I could have said rye whiskey.
Don't be binging on rye whiskey.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
That's dangerous living.
Is it though?
All right.
Miguel says Rugrats.
Damn, Miguel.
I got three.
He said, I've got enough. Right. Thanks.
All right. So we'll do last topic and then we'll do the last game and we're done.
Okay. Do you guys care about 007, aka James Bond?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I haven't seen anything since Skyfall.
Ladies and gentlemen, they might be casting a new Bond. Who it is?
Craven the Hunter is going to be.
I was like, is Craven even out yet? It's still not out yet. We showed the trailer like a year ago, I think.
I know. I think it was most of the show.
We talked about it on the show.
Yeah, I think the Craven the Hunter trailer that we showed was Mosby's first show.
I think probably. It has been a long time.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is called full circle. That's what that's called.
I'm wondering if they're taking out the stuff that's ridiculous, like the tooth and the blood and the whatever. Oh,
no.
Like,
no, that's not happening. That's not happening.
They have to. Oh, now we're even a higher number of views. Welcome. Yes. We're doing one last game and one last comment. Welcome to the show. Comics. Sony movies are a joke. They didn't start out that way, but yes, they are.
It's kind of rough. And then after playing Spider-Man and you're fighting Kraven in Spider-Man, I'm like, can it be a worse story than that? I don't think so. You wouldn't think so, but it looks pretty bad. It looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
If I remember.
Miguel says, do you think he came out and said to the people he kills, you didn't see that coming?
You didn't see that coming? You didn't see
that. Fuck. He was Quicksilver and Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass was a good one, though.
And he's the guy that stayed on the goddamn bullet train.
Again, with the fucking shoes. Bullet train with loafers. Again, here we go. This is Nerdy over at Instagram.
Use the power of thighs.
This is Nerding Over at Instagram says Kraven isn't getting a Taylor Johnson, a career Bond is.
Mr. Bond.
Because that's that was, if I remember correctly, what Distance Nerding is referring to. That's what Idris Elba said when they were asking him if he was going to be James Bond. He says, no, James Bond is typically for actors that need that boost in their career, you know, which is why he turned down James Bond.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh,
at least James Bond's always look like an adult. He's the one that kind of will not look, he'll look early 20s, but goddamn, he's not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna be. He was really good in Bullet Train.
Miguel says he was really good in Bullet Train. And he also says them loafers were the ones from the hospital slip proof.
Back of that bullet train was slick as fuck. There's no fucking I can't even be in the rain in my chucks, let alone fucking on a bullet train.
That's true. Yeah, Aurelius is hard flex.
He's 33.
Yeah, that's who Aaron Taylor Johnson.
He's still, even in Bullet Train, he still looks so young that it doesn't look like Skyfall guy.
Daniel Craig.
He looked older, but it was his first years of it in so far as that storyline. He still looked like an adult. He doesn't look like an adult yet.
That's true.
All right.
Grown man.
So is anybody excited for the new 007, if that's the casting?
I don't know. Distance Nerdy is saying they're looking to cast a Bond that'll be for the next 10-plus years. Yeah, absolutely.
If it's the League of Shadows Bond, I'm down. like Kick-Ass, not Kick-Ass. Edgerton.
Taron Edgerton. He's talking about...
Kingsman.
If it's Kingsman status, I'm fucking all in.
This is where he says Daniel Craig was Bond back in 2006. That's it. That was the first Daniel Craig Bond was.
They had to bring in like Part 4, and they had to bring in all this other shit. Yeah,
they did. It got kind of wild.
Yeah,
Miguel says
he's running through walls, and these guys are fucking parkouring.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember that people were pissed because Daniel Craig is blonde and they're like 007 is supposed to have dark hair? really were mad.
Really? Were people mad about that? I don't remember. Really
that he was blonde. Deadass.
Who cares?
Deadass.
Who fucking cares?
I'm dumb. Bro, there are Bond movies where the spear gets and you see the string. Like, this is not good. Like, we're good. If he's blonde or not, we're way better off.
This is nothing, guys. Be serious.
Okay.
Jesus.
This is called Busta Rhyme Dropping Bars.
Oh. Okay.
All right. You guys want a Rochambeau?
I'm not nearly buzzed enough to sing, but I'll give it a go.
You're not going to sing. All you have to do is end your sentence with a letter, with a word that rhymes.
Oh.
Okay.
The cycle is three. So if one, two, three, then you could change the word one, two, three, then she could change the word. So it's like that.
This sounds like homework.
This is so complicated, but so okay. Can we do the movie? Can we do the movie one where can we do the movie one with the last letter and then the next movie?
Let's shit on the game for fucking 5 minutes and then be like,
the formula. Okay. The game itself, the formula.
I host fucking every 3 weeks.
Solve for X. I don't want to solve for her.
Right? Recite the quadratic formula. Just lose. Just lose. Like, what's going on? Real quick.
I know. I'm going to. It's okay.
Okay. Start us off.
Esteban, you're going to start. Your last word has to end with bear. Once you go, Mosby, your last word has to rhyme with bear.
So it's just a regular sentence? That's it? Just... Mm-hmm. It has to end in bear.
It has to end with the word bear.
Did you watch the new season of The Bear?
Oh, gosh. And then mine has to end in a rhyme?
You have to rhyme with bear.
Your sentence has to end
okay. With the guy in the bear has great hair.
Miguel, I'm sober and I'm confused.
The guy in the bear has great hair.
Okay. Barology.
Go ask him.
Okay, so now mine has to rhyme with hair.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you ever used Nair?
Or caught a rabbit in a snare?
Now you can change the word. It does have to fucking form a conversation.
It does. Just like, yeah, I thought it was just random words.
You're dropping bars.
Like, it was like I was trying to go so with confused. The baby. I was like, I don't think that's
now you could change the word.
Change the word.
You have to change the word. I already said. I already said bye.
She said snare.
I said snare.
Oh, you said snare?
I'll catch a rabbit in a snare. You weren't even hearing my bars.
I was not. I thought you were making fun of mine.
Fine, I'll do another drink.
Snare.
They're battling. They're trying to, but they're asking a lot of questions.
Shut up, fool.
We're trying to get the swing of it.
Snare. Watch out for that chair.
Watch out for that chair.
Snare chair. What the fuck?
Okay, and then watch out for the chair. But are you aware? He said we can change the word. The new word is heard.
Are you aware? Heard.
You missed the whole sentence in the middle.
You missed the
yeah. Yeah.
He said yes. I did.
He's like, duh.
Obviously.
Are you aware? The new word is heard.
No, right. I said, are you aware? He said, we can use a new word. The new word.
Oh, there you go.
Jeez.
I had to go 5, 4, 3, 2.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Mosby is our winner tonight.
Oh, man. That was hilarious.
You know why I was ready for this shit? Because I've been playing. Assassin's Creed Valhalla. You know how they have that bullshit flighting where you have to like battle rap?
Oh, good
for you. That's the shit. So I was ready. I've been practicing my flight.
I know I bring this up every show, but I still can't. I can't do God of War because I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
She's not talking about God of War. She's talking about Assassin's Creed.
I know, but we're talking about...
Also, get real. There's a whole storyline. Just follow it. He said, I don't know where I'm going. I'm in this
fucking part where the part where your Aurelius knows, where you're boating and you're landing on
this goddamn canoe.
Yes, that's where I'm at. Like, I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
Go to all the little islands and then pick up the story as you go. Fucking canoes. He's so mad.
God
all right, Aurelius. You down to be our fourth?
And that goddamn kid is on the escalator again.
You gotta try that on Skyrim.
Oh no. Skyrim sounds
like definitely gonna be lost. Yes, I will be lost. All right, that's been the show. This is comics. We are everywhere.
Oh, that's it. We're ending already.
Already.
You didn't let me cue anything up. Come on, let's go.
Cue up.
Cue it up. Just a reminder, if anyone is still awake and would like to hang out for another additional 10 minutes, we're going to go ahead and do an episode of Comics After Dark, because Mosley's too tired. She's going to go to bed. She's going to go to Club Mimi's. She's going to go to bed. Aurelius, don't go to bed. I know you want to join Comics After Dark.
Also, Comics After Dark is open to everybody. So if you let us know, our names are, you can either do comics. SC Stark is, that's the name there. Hit one of us up and we will give you the link to be on the show. And then it's just us just chilling.
All right. So we are signing off for this episode of Comics, episode 165, guys. Fucking hey, we're episode 165. Jesus.
Again, let us know. Add me on Instagram or Essie Stark, and then we will give you the link.
Miguel and Aurelia said that they're down, so they're joining.
I'm making sure they know how to get a hold of us.
Yeah. All right. Okay, on that note,
bye.
Bye.